Okay, Todd versus Kelly. Arm yourselves.
Oh, let me get my sword.
Grab a dagger. Okay, survey says... Sorry, that was a little loud. Scroll down to my thing. Here it is. Okay.
Show notes. There they are.
There they are. Well, are they? Now they're now. I can't.
Nope. Now they're good. Oh, okay. I'm gonna have to do it from memory.
I'm gonna have to do it from memory.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Go.
7 and 10. Okay. 7 out of 10. So 70%. 70% of people in a relationship say this is more intimate than doing the deed. Actually, I need some, like, hold on, I gotta find some sexier music. There we go. 70% of people in a relationship say this is even more intimate than doing the deed.
Yeah.
Doing this is even more intimate than that. Okay?
Yeah.
Todd leads on the big board by 2 points. So Kelly's got the first guess.
Okay, I think it's making out.
Making out.
Because who just sits there with their spouse after 13 years and just makes out? It's weird.
Just necks.
Necking.
Wow, you are necking. 85.
Yeah, I was going to say, the word necking.
Do you always go to lookout point?
I always hated that term. Like, it just bothered me.
Necking. But isn't that weird? There comes a certain point in your relationship necking. Where you just don't sit on the couch and make out anymore.
Right.
Well, I mean,
you could.
Well, I mean, that leads to, you know, whatever, but... You just make out and be like, all right, see you later. Like, who makes out and they're like, hey, talk to you later.
Right. Mackin' it.
Little.
Little what, Todd?
I can't say it.
Oh,
it's,
really?
It's
okay.
Disgusting. Yeah, it's also another one of those, like, creepy, weird terms. So, no, I won't say it.
Well, now I want to know.
Is it
foreplay? It's like, no, you know, if you have a pet, you know, and you go, like, and pet your pet.
Oh, petting?
Heavy petting.
Oh, heavy
Todd, is there secretly someone from Piper Shores taking your place today?
You guys doing some necking down there? Some heavy petting?
Well,
no?
It's not making out.
Wow, it's not. I thought you were onto something there, Kel, to be honest.
70% of people say doing this is more intimate than doing it. Todd.
Holding hands.
Holding hands. No.
Something I also don't do. Snuggling.
No.
Well.
This.
There's only one other thing I'm thinking of.
I'm going to rephrase. Doing this for your partner.
Whoa! No way!
Is more intimate.
So glad it's Todd's turn.
Than doing it.
What was that little device that you were talking about last half hour, Kelly?
The motor buddy.
Maybe it's that.
Motorboating that. Your partner
no,
is kid, more.
It's not.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna go off the rails here. Like, we're gonna get off the sex thing. It's gotta be something else. It's like maybe taking your significant other to dinner. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, like.
Taking your significant other out for dinner.
Yeah.
No.
Oh! Cooking with someone.
Just in general?
Cooking with your partner. Cooking for your partner. Cooking. Cooking with your partner. You.
Which one is your guess?
Cooking with your partner because you're doing it.
Cooking for your partner.
That's more intimate?
I should get apparently. The point for that. I got us off for the whole...
Yes, I... You... What?
I got us off the whole
he
sex
He did get
train.
Us off the sex thing, which then that started opening up options for me.
Right, but you didn't get the right guess on your
well,
first
you
stop
also
off
went,
the sex
like,
train.
When I said my... When I said going out, taking your spouse out to dinner, you were like,
Todd.
No.
Todd.
Yeah, but that's his thing.
Hey, sore loser.
That's his thing. He gives the answer away right
there. Hey, sore loser. You're still 1 point ahead on the big board.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's not enough.
Yes. Okay. You know. Well. Then you know what. You know what I'm doing for
this
you.
This guy
Todd?
Needs some heavy petting.
All right. That's better.
I feel good.
All right.
Who doesn't like a motorboat?
I'm telling you what.
Okay.